He doesn't want me to be the Energizer Bunny. Doing the work for everybody, including me. He wants a personal relationship with me. Because he loves me. He thinks I'm good stuff. Oh, wow, what a revelation, isn't it? My God, he actually thinks that you are valuable. After all, he says, I'm moving in. Well, how many of you have had the Holy Spirit come into your hearts? How many of you have Jesus inside your heart? Okay, if he moved in, it must be quality. Do you think he'd be coming in with a plan to clean the house? Absolutely. You know, when I remember one Christmas, this is many years back, I was very upset. And I said, Lord, why did you ever choose to live in a stable? He says, it could prove to you that I could live inside of you. I thought, oh my God. Well, he says, in case you forgot, there was a jackass there. How stubborn are they? I can make you change, he said. Yeah. He says, I don't mind the manure. I can clean you up. Amen. You laugh. It's the truth. Okay? But it's the absolute truth. So if he can clean up the barn that he was brought up in for a while, I mean, he did live there, you know, in case you forgot. Because there was no room for him in the hotel. Think about it. His plan is to really clean you and me up. It's not your job to clean yourself up. Take early retirement. I'm serious. Take early retirement. Ask him to clean you up. He's going to do a better job than you. I promise you, he'll do a much better job than you can. And if you stop criticizing yourself, he might even fill you with some joy. You know, I don't know how else to say this except he wants a personal, one-to-one love affair with you. And since he's living on the inside, get a clue. Talk to him about your problem. Okay? And your problem might be mom and dad. It might be somebody who abused you. It might be somebody that took advantage of you. Whatever it is. It's not too big for the Lord. Okay? You say, well, gee, have you any idea how big my problem is? I would say, how big is your God? A few months ago, I found a cup for my sister over here. It's all good, says the cup. She needed that cup every morning so she can see that no problem is too big for God. So I gave it to her. And guess what? I'm sure she looks at it once in a while, probably reminds herself that it is all good. The only thing is, it don't feel good. Am I right? Now, what's the difference between feeling good and being good? Feeling good is when you really trust that no matter how big the problem is, that he can handle it. Yes or no? Yes. My sister Gail said God was using her experience with her glasses on Sunday. And he was trying to give her grace. And it wasn't working because she was asking for favor and grace. She was getting it, but from a different angle. Sometimes we think our family is a mess because of whatever that they're choosing or doing. I'm saying to you, you haven't sat at his feet long enough to find out what they're doing right. Maybe you're the one that needs to take a break from all the activity. Sit at his feet and get his plan for your life. Okay. And that can be done. Okay? It can be done if you ask him. I shared this also many years ago. I was not a person who wanted to get up early because I was trying to escape the pain of getting up early. I was also trying to escape the pain at night, so I stayed up and watched whatever in order to be able to go to sleep when I was exhausted. Anybody relate? Okay. I was on an escape treadmill. And God got a clue and he said, look, I want to change you. I had asked him to come in my heart. The Holy Ghost came in, did a cleaning. I didn't particularly like it, so I decided that I was going to do whatever because I didn't think it was working. It takes exactly according to schedule. I didn't think it was going fast enough. Okay. Obviously, guess who was right and who was wrong? Okay. So he said to me, I need to have you with me in the morning at first light. Are you kidding, God? I barely can make enough to get a cup of coffee before I go to work and have, you know, a little bit of time to eat my breakfast. He said, if you think you can do it, try it. If you can't, slide into home base. Well, I knew what a slider did, because I did play baseball. So my first attempt was to really make an attempt to get up in the next morning an hour early. And, of course, guess what? The alarm clock rang, and I rolled over and slept for another hour. The next day, I said, Lord, I goofed. I didn't do it. He said, why don't you try setting your alarm clock 5 minutes earlier? Well, 5 minutes I could do. So I did. God, 5 minutes was pretty good. I read two Psalms. By the way, I gave you Psalm 27 earlier. And that was bouncing in my heart like a rubber ball. But within a month, I had worked it up so that I really had about 45 minutes every morning. Just sliding the alarm clock. Every time I had a little nudge, you know, I'd back it up a little bit earlier, a little bit earlier. Finally, I did such a good job that I was overwhelmed and praising myself. How many of you have ever done that? Boy, I did a good job. Guess who was getting the glory? Guess who overslept the next day? So much for me trying to convert myself. Please, do me a favor tonight. Don't pick on yourself anymore. Romans 8:1 says, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, would you look at your neighbor? Say, I'm giving you a commission tonight. Get a clue. Stop condemning yourself. And disagreeing with the word. Romans 5:9 says, the blood has justified me in the courts of heaven. Now the earthly court. Right between us. No more condemnation. I've been justified. By his blood. Terry, what happens when you hear that inside? When you speak those words and you hear yourself say it, what happens inside?
I have hope.
It creates hope. Okay. Anyone else?
I get embarrassed.
Huh?
I get embarrassed.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because I have to say it more than once.
Oh, your believer has a problem.
Kind of.
How many have an unbelief button? It's like Pinocchio. It grows.
Yeah.
Amen? After all, it says inside of you, if you really are any guilt. You're really lying because, after all, you misbehaved today. Does God love you because you behaved correctly?
No.
Oh, wow. Why does he love you?
He's a lover.
He's a lover. Oh, okay. Mary, convince me.
He said that Kim told me.
Convince me, Mary. Why does he love you?
Because
he's a lover. And what else? Does he look at your record? Babette, does he look at your record? He's already forgotten your sin. What are you doing remembering it? Close your Bibles. I want you to stand up. I want you to lift your hands to him. And I want you to declare, he has set me free.
He has set me free
from all guilt and condemnation.
From all guilt and condemnation.
And I am going to convince me.
And I am going to convince me.
That he loves me.
That he loves me.
He loves me so much.
He loves me so much.
That he washed his son.
That he washed his son.
Get emptied of his own blood.
Get emptied of his own blood.
To wash me completely clean.
Wash me
and he didn't wash me halfway.
He didn't wash me
three quarters of the way.
He did
a thorough job.
He cleansed me
from the top of my head to the bottoms of my feet. And I'm telling the unbelief,
Be gone.
In Jesus' name, I have been set free tonight. And I'm going to walk in that freedom.
And
declare that Jesus loves me.
And declare that Jesus loves me.
And decree it to myself.
And decree it to myself.
So now, poke yourself in the chest. Say,
I'm telling you.
Jesus loves you.
Just
the way you are.
And he set you free.
From all condemnation.
In Jesus' name.
Let it be done.
Hallelujah.
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 He set me free.
Hallelujah.
Now you've got to have a commission. Love one another.